Welcome back to Between the Lines. David and Jonathan are ready to continue sharing wisdom and passion for the Bible's hidden meanings. Let's dive back in.
Genesis chapter 20, verse 7. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. And then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? Once again, Abraham has caused this situation. And what have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And it shows you there that God doesn't hold one accountable out of ignorance. Abimelech didn't know. Abraham lied. Sarah lied. He just thought that was a pretty woman and he liked to be with her. And God sorted it out. Said, yeah, you're innocent in this. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. She's such a pretty woman. I know you'll kill me and take her. Was that reason to choose an ugly woman back then? You could go anywhere you wanted and not fear being killed for your woman.
Right.
And yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father. So Abraham's trying to justify this right here. But not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said unto her, This is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, He is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, Behold, my land is before thee, dwell there, it pleaseth thee. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. And look what he called him. I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee, and with all others. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children, for the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So they had been there quite a while.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. It was a long period of time, and I think it's the first time that curse broke out.
And just like Pharaoh, Abimelech saw the royalty of this man through the God that he served and blessed him with tremendous amounts of wealth. Chapter 21, Genesis. This is Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible with David and Jonathan here on WVFF Radio 97.7. Glad you could join us. Chapter 21 in Genesis, the most beautiful living book, this Bible, comes to life if you read it over and over and over and over again. And the Lord God visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And you remember she laughed about it. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac, his son Isaac, was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age, and her old age also. He was 100, she was 92 or 93. Yeah, well, I mean, God had just reduced the age of the human being to 120, but apparently the bodies weren't withering away. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. There's so much more to that. You go into the book of Jasher and the book of Jubilees, you will see that Isaac and Ishmael, well, Ishmael hated Isaac.
Oh, yes.
And I'm sure the mother had a lot to do with it. No, that, you're better than him.
Right.
You were
right.
Born first.
Right.
But he's going to inherit everything. Yeah. And but it says that there's a story in there that Sarah saw Ishmael raise his bow at Isaac. Isaac was unaware, and he's over on the corner, and he draws his bow and arrow, and she intervenes. So basically, Ishmael's wanting to kill Isaac from the time he's a teenager.
Yeah.
And it's still going on today.
Yeah.
The Jews and the Palestinians, the roots of these two warring factions go all the way back to this right here. I've been to so many churches, and they say, oh, the roots are Jacob and Esau. It's not, because God proclaimed all of Esau's kin to be wiped out, and they were. He says, every man that pisseth against the wall shall be killed.
And more in creation for that bloodline.
Yes, in about three of the minor prophets, you will find that same prophecy, and it was fulfilled. So Esau's line is gone. The original blood feud goes right back here to Ishmael and Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son, because he loved Ishmael and he loved Isaac. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it in her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. What a light packing.
Yes.
Didn't give her much, did he?
But, yeah, and the... I think that there's something unique in there that I'd have to read into a little bit further, but the way that Abraham got blessed with all that stuff as he was departing, this right here is her departure, and it's kind of like the reverse of...
Yeah, a bottle of water.
Here's a bottle of water and 10 bucks.
A bottle of water and a loaf of bread. But what did God just say to him moments earlier? I will make him a great nation. So her protection will be God's responsibility and not his. That's it.
Interesting.
And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and set her down over against him a good way off, as it was a bow shot, so 50 yards or so. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she set over against him and lift up her voice and wept. Now, she just came out of a very, very rich household. She was given a bottle of water and a loaf of bread and her child. And she's got to be devastated.
And you know, this isn't like one day of travel. If the water's completely depleted.
Yeah, she's walked for a while. Okay. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad. Where is he? Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hands, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at the time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. Remember this. Because Abraham is a righteous man and a keeper of his word. If Abraham shook your hand and said, yes, that is what's going to happen. And Abraham does, but look what his sons do later. So Abimelech says, you know, you're growing, your family's growing, you guys are getting plentiful, and remember that what I did for you?
Right, I want you to remember it for at least 3 generations.
There you go. Yeah. Remember that I was kind to you, and please don't ever come against me. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called the place Beersheba, because they swear both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Chapter 22, Genesis. Between the lines, understanding the Bible. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
That to me, is so deep to me that it makes my hair stand up.
Yes, this man waited 100 years for a son.
Right.
And, but it doesn't say Abraham cried. Abraham was sorrowful.
He didn't flinch.
Didn't flinch because Abraham always trusted God,
yep. Except
where it came to his wife's beauty. But right. He always trusted God 99.9% of the times,
right.
and God's told him, I'm going to make a great nation of this boy. So he's thinking, this is probably a test. He's going to raise him back up from the dead or something. Because it says there, verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, took 2 of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Absolute obedience. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here ye with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand. It's interesting how he put the wood on the sacrifice to carry. Somebody did that later on, didn't they?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he says, here I am, so my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. God will provide himself a lamb. Messianic prophecy. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. It's interesting because you don't bind lambs when you lay them on the altar. A sheep, I don't know if you've ever been around sheep, it's an incredible animal. It was specifically designed as a sacrificial animal by God. You take a hold of the back of the sheep's wool, you shake it violently, it will lay down and not move again until you're done touching it. Huh. It's the most incredible thing. I had sheared some sheep with this lady.
Yeah.
And when she showed me that, she grabbed a hold of the wool, I shook it, right, laid on its side, and laid there and let me do anything I wanted to do to it until I was absolutely done.
Wow.
And a couple minutes, two or three minutes after I was done, it stood up and left.
Huh.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, did not know that.
And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in the order and bound Isaac his son, bound him, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Now this is one, this Bible is perfect,
yeah,
in its message.
Right, right.
But I believe the scribe missed the capital A on that angel. And I'm not saying there aren't grammatical errors, especially in the English Bible.
Yeah,
you have to go back to the Hebrew Bible, the original scrolls, to get absolute perfection, but grammatical errors. But the meanings and the intent of this English Bible is perfect. But it says, and the angel, that should be a capital A, of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And I'll tell you why it should be capital. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know. The angel didn't send him to do that. God sent him to do that. Now I know thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. From me. This is the angel. He says, I and me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and beheld behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said, To this day in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. There again, angel called him the second time, and used, Thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Huz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Phildash, and Jidlap, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Rimmah. She bare also Teba and Gaham, and Dahesh and Maacah. Maacah, yes. So Isaac's becoming of age, and he gets word that his brothers' wives have given him female children. So he's thinking it's time to get Isaac a wife. Genesis chapter 23. If you're just coming in, you're with us on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible and Its Mysteries. It's not all just black and white. You have to study individual words, individual phrases, and you have to do it over and over and over and over again.
Completely inexhausted.
That's right. Exhausted. And you read it out loud, and you read it slow and methodically. Let it go into your own ears, and then read it again, and then read it again, and all of a sudden something will present itself, as God said it would.
Well, how he just talking about Hagar just a few minutes ago, about them being out there in the desert, the son's crying, dying, and she's over there laid up against a tree, and then he opened her eyes to where there's a well of water right in front of her.
Yep.
Like, so it was there the whole time.
It was there the whole time. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Interesting. Out of my sight.
That's all for this week's episode of Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the scriptures with David and Jonathan. Join us next time for more enlightening discussions and exploration of the Bible's deeper meanings here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.